The former police officer accused of murdering six family members to cash out insurance policies insists she's innocent. And this has really been capturing the attention of people over the last 2 days or so. Nomia, Rosemary and Lawville back in court in Palm Ridge today. Not the same kind of theatrics that we saw yesterday. Yesterday she was flirting with journalists and doing all sorts of things, lifting her skirt up. Today she's been holding up a blanket, hiding her face. She's denied plotting the deaths of her sister and five nieces and nephews, despite the fact that she was caught on camera instructing two hitmen to set her sister's house alight with her family members in it. So she's been testifying at the murder trial. She has broken down in tears a few times today, really sobbing in the witness stand. So let's speak to our reporter who's there for us in Palm Ridge, Dominic Majola, EWN reporter, joining us now. Dominic, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. I can see on TV at the moment, and Lawville's busy testifying. She's wiping away tears. She's looked like she's been sobbing a few times. What is she being asked about, and what has triggered this emotion from her?
Good afternoon, Mandy. So today, when we got to court, we saw a very somber Rosemary, if I could put it that way. She was asked about her sister Rosemary, the one she was asked about her sister Audrey, the one that died, and her nephew as well, a brilliant, also died. And right now, when she was crying in court, she was being asked about her boyfriend, Maurice Mabasa. She was being asked about him and what exactly transpired on the day that Moses died. She further on testified, saying and explaining what exactly happened. So it's been a sad day today for her. It really has been.
And has she stayed with her blanket denial of everything today, Dominic? Is she simply denying that she was in any way criminally involved?
Well, with the death of her sister Audrey and the brilliant, who is the nephew, she's denying it, that she wasn't involved, because the state had presented evidence that the cell phone company, that she was in within the vicinity when the call was made. And she simply dismissed that, saying that the reason why she called her sister was just to catch up and just to find out how she was.
And we saw yesterday in court there was some spectacle. I think that's why there's so much media interest in this at the moment, about how she has been conducting herself, whether or not she is mentally unwell. What has her demeanor been like today?
Oh, Amanda, she's calm, and she looks defeated, if I could put it that way. Just when you saw moments ago when she was breaking down in court, the judge had to repeatedly ask her if whether or not they should postpone and they should give her time. But she said no, they shouldn't give her time, because this won't change how she feels about what she refers to as the love of her life, Moses. And so she would rather have the judge continue asking the questions, because it won't change the mood.
Dominic, thank you very much for that. Dominic Majola, EWN reporter in Palm Ridge for us. So we'll be keeping an eye on that one. Nomia, Rosemary and Lawville, she's still on the witness stand. She seems quite volatile emotionally. She seems calm at the moment, although she has been crying all morning. And remember, she's answering to the state's case of 51 witnesses, cell phone records as well, all sorts of evidence being led against her. But she is on the witness stand currently responding to those allegations against her.